Let me invite you to open your Bibles this afternoon to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, we're going to have a short message this afternoon. And I want to spend some time with those verses we looked at this morning. So if you're able, let's stand together once again. We're going to pray, and then we'll read our text together. Are you looking for a new heaven and a new earth? I know that we believe it's coming, but the question is, are we looking for it? Are we anticipating it? Is it something that we actually are expectant of? And that's what we want to look at this afternoon. Brother Philip, would you lead us in a word of prayer before we read? Look at verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Amen. Please be seated. We looked at these verses briefly this morning, but I wanted to take just a few more minutes this afternoon and look at it again. Aren't you thankful for verse 9? Amen. There's a lot of debate and discussion among Christendom for the last several thousand years about this idea of whether God sent Jesus to die for everyone or only the elect. But I can tell you this without any question. Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The scriptures say it very plainly. He died for the world that he created. He died for all those that are in the world. And he gives light to every man that comes into the world. And I'm thankful to know that God is not willing, and it's not his desire, that any man perish. It's not what he wants. He wants everyone to come to repentance and to be saved, but we know that not everyone's going to be saved, and certainly God knows who is not going to be saved, but it doesn't change his desire. It doesn't change what he wants, his desire. And I know there's some people who have find conflict with that, but I know that God wants us to be saved. I know that Christ did everything so that we can be saved, but we know that there is a time coming when their opportunity to be saved is over. And the day of the Lord, verse 10, is going to come as a thief in the night. The heavens will pass away with a great noise. The elements will melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now whether you believe that he's going to burn it all up completely and make it all new, or he's going to restore what he cleanses with fire, at the end of the day, I know that all the things of this earth, this physical world, are going to be burned up, and he's going to make a new and glorified heaven and earth. Which only makes sense if we're going to have glorified bodies. Glorified bodies to live in a glorified kingdom, a glorified heaven and earth, all renewed, all restored, all made new without any curse of sin whatsoever. But here's what I want you to focus on this afternoon. Verse 11 says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Now, I know that the seeing is italicized, it's provided by the translators, but it's in the text. The content is there to tell us this. Because you understand these things, because you see this reality, that all these things are going to be burned up, what manner of persons ought you to be? It ought to change the manner of who we are. The kind of person we are should change because the world's going to be burned up. Because I, what point is there to love the world and the things of the world if it's all going to be done away with? Amen. I need to love the things of God. I need to set my affection on things above and not on things on the earth. I need to love him and fix my heart and mind in the things of God. So it ought to change the kind of person that I am. in my conversation and godliness. Conversation is our behavior. The kind of person I am changes the way I live my life, and it causes me to live in piety. That word godliness means piety. It means that I am humble before my God. Amen. And because I know all these things will be burned up, I'm not going to walk around with pride, and I'm not going to walk around with a godless behavior. Amen. Because I know the things of this world are going to be burned up. So it changes the kind of person I am. Number two, it changes my perspective. Looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, elements shall melt with fervent heat. And he says in verse 13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. So I'm looking for, and I'm hastening, I'm anticipating, I'm anxiously awaiting, I'm hoping he hurries up and comes. Even so come, Lord Jesus, the day of God. Even though the heavens being on fire are going to be melted with fervent heat, I'm still longing for that day because I'm looking for him. Amen. Even though when he comes, his wrath is going to be poured out on the unbelieving, I'm still looking for him. I'm longing for him. So it changes the kind of person I am, and it ought to change my perspective. I'm not going to fix my eyes on the things here. I'm going to look up. I'm looking for him, and I'm looking for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness dwells. I know a lot of you probably watch the news, read the news. You see news clips on social media. The earth is filled with unrighteousness. Amen. Amen. I mean, you don't have to look far, right? Amen. Assault, robbery, theft, I mean, murder. Right. We can just look at crime. Amen. Criminal activity. But isn't it go beyond that? Amen. The hearts of men, amen. The actions of people, amen. The hatred, the darkness, the love of many waxing cold, like all of those things, that's a reality that we live in. We live in a heaven and an earth. We're part of a world that is filled with unrighteousness, but we are. Our perspective has to shift. We have to look for that heaven and earth where there is no unrighteousness, that dwells only righteousness. That's what our perspective is. We've got to be looking for that. Don't be overwhelmed with how wicked the world is today. Know that Jesus is going to bring a new heaven and a new earth. Don't be disheartened and discouraged by how dark the world is. Remember, the brightness of his glory is coming. And it starts by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what ushers people into that kingdom. So it's got to change the kind of person I am. It's got to change my perspective. And I want you to look at this. Wherefore, verse 14, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent. Be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. This word diligence literally means to use speed. It's kind of the root of where we get speed from, but it means to make effort or to be prompt. So being diligent means that you guys ever heard Johnny on the spot? That's really what being diligent is about. Like you're prompt, you're ready. And I've got to be endeavoring, I've got to be laboring, I've got to be studying, I've got to be diligent about my business. I want to be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Okay, real quick. When he comes, he's going to come as a what in the night? Yeah, he's going to come unexpectedly, right? Suddenly. And I want to be found of him faithful. Remember all the parables that he gave? The parable of the talents, the parable of the 10 virgins. What is that all about? It's about watching. It's about being ready. It's about being found faithful when he comes. So I've got to change my diligence, my promptness. I want to always be prepared. Amen. I always want to be prepared. That's being diligent when he comes. Because when he comes, I want to be found in peace, without spot, and blameless. Is that possible? That Jesus could show up at any moment, suddenly, unexpectedly, but when he comes up, when he shows up, you have peace. Amen. In your heart and your mind with him and with others. Is that possible? Amen. Yeah, so I got to be diligent. Like, I got to be prepared. That means I got to be working towards being found in peace with him and with myself and with others. And then I can be found not only at peace, but without spot. I don't have to have sin in my heart and mind when he comes. I can have a short account with God. I can have a clear conscience because I'm quick to repent. Amen. And I don't hold on to any unconfessed and unrepented sin. I don't have any bitterness welling up inside of me. I can be right with him without spot, and I can be blameless. To be blameless doesn't mean to be sinless. It means to be without handles. The idea is that whatever accusations are hurled at me, or whatever accusations are hurled at you, they don't stick. Amen. They don't stick. Right. And I can be found in that way, not because we're so good, but because he's good. Amen. Because he's merciful. Because he's gracious. Amen. Because he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. This isn't about you and I living above sin and without sin. This is about us keeping short accounts with Jesus and doing all that we can to be the right kind of person, the right kind of people, right? With the right kind of perspective and the right kind of preparedness when he comes. Let's stand together. Father, I thank you for your great word, your love, your mercy, the promises that we have that you are coming again and that we can be found faithful because you are faithful. And though we fall short and we fail every single day, you are merciful, you are gracious, and you are kind. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to remember that all the things of this earth are going to be burned up, and we would set our affections on things above, that we would be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, looking for the great day of our God and Savior, looking for the new heaven and the new earth, and help us to be found faithful when you come. I pray if anyone in this room's never truly been born again, that even right now they'll repent and believe the gospel, and that you'll help us to love you, to serve you, to walk with you in spirit, and to walk in your spirit, to walk in truth, to walk in love. Forgive where we fell, and help, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.